Unit 19, Big Banking. Together, the three largest banks in the world held over 50% of the world's money in their vaults. Mr. Parker, Mr. Andrews, and Miss Lee were the CEOs of these banks and got together once a year in a consortium. Deep in the Swiss Alps, together they reclined. Back in comfortable leather chairs in a large room that was built by the royal family years before. The woodwork. In the room gave it an ambience that made it clear only rich and powerful people were allowed to enter, as it was clearly an elite location. The primer. Used under the pane above the fireplace alone was worth over $1,000 a gallon. Outside the window, a cold frost. Had gathered on the lawn, but inside, the fire kept the room very comfortable. As they discussed their bank policies, they ate a rich chocolate cake that had a consistency. Which made their mouths water. The meeting was called to deal with allegation against the banks that their policies were increasingly profligate. And causing citizens of the world great distress. Consumers around the world were calling for the banks to take responsibility for crumbling the global economy and be subject to prosecution for their actions. It was the job of all banks around the world to ensure people's money was being put to good use and being used frugally. Yet there were accusations of doing just the opposite. People were beginning to believe that the current banking system was no longer essential. To the survival of society, and by changing it drastically, things might improve. Through the streets of major cities around the world, citizens wore graffiti. On banks and other buildings, calling for a major change to take effect, and soon. The three CEOs did not think much of the citizens' concerns. They wanted to preserve their current status. As elites in society, and were not willing to lose power so easily, though the practices that they were propagating were by no means sustainable. For the economy, they figured things would find a way of magically working themselves out. The bankers saw no need to restrain themselves from continuing to use the people's money for investments they believed to be wise. Rather than inject money into the economy to create jobs, they discussed the funding of a new movie production. About World War II.